Gran, Gran Grasshopper. Crouching one catch you, he flat kick your Run! Run!
It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Hello, community. This is a massive weekend. I mean, this is the last of the big-ass buy rounds to go. Of course, we've got half a buy round coming up, round 19. Peter, how are you today, Shan?
Very well, Jock. Very much looking forward to the run home. Teams at full strength.
So am I, mate.
I still have trades in the sack. Am very much...
You're looking pretty bloody confident with yourself, Peter.
Yes, Jock. My team is performing quite well.
Crouching one, how's your team getting along, Shannon? How are you today, mate?
Oh, welcome. I fit. I bloody strong. You same it is.
Yes.
Bloody Tedesco, son. Maybe he play Origin 3.
I think he'll play. What are your thoughts on Tedesco? And welcome to you for another day, Cowboy. How are you, son?
Yeah, really good, mate. Yeah, good to be back.
What do we think of Teddy, mate? Is he going to get the nod for 0-3 or not?
Yeah, he got the nod for Origin 3. So he replaced Matty Moylan at fullback.
Welcome. I say this many week and you think I dumpling.
I think Matty had another bloody shot in him. I think Matty deserved his jersey.
Okay, you say me this.
Yeah.
I'm very angry.
Why?
Bloody Milford, little leg running. He throw out another third bloody score.
Well, Crouching, mate, this is the week. We've been speaking about Milford all bloody season, boys. It comes down to this week. If you own Milford, you need to make your decision right here, right now, this week. Are you going to keep him for the run bloody home, or are you going to piss him off right now? That's what we have to discuss, boys.
Important.
It's simple as that.
Yes, just the 31 against the thrashing against the Storm. Just a 40 point per game average over the past 4 weeks. Your thoughts, please, Cowboy.
Mate, it just looks like Milford's a hold if you own him. He's just lost too much value to consider trading him out. And if you don't own Milford, then and you want him for the run home, then he'll be a nice cheap trade in after the Broncos buy round this week.
Oh, I completely agree with you, Cowboy. To trade him now, you lock in your loss. And were we talking about bloody share trading just the other day? That this fantasy footy cape is just like trading the shares on the stock take market. If you trade him now, you lock in your loss. I mean, the Broncos are looking good in the run home. Every chance he could really gallop home and really make you proud.
Good call, Jock. We're just worried about bleeding points. And those those with surplus trades... Surplus trades will be looking for perhaps jumping on a higher performer.
Interesting point. I mean, it does come down to how many trades you have left in the kick as well, Peter.
Sean Johnson comes to mind, stunning performance. Cowboy, how many trades would it take you to consider trading out Milford?
I think you should have at least 10 plus to trade out Milford. I've got 6.
I was going to say 11.
I'm in dire straits. So, yeah, I've got Milford. I didn't even play him last week. He's just been underperforming. I played Cartwright over Milford, so, yeah. Have at least over 10 trades to consider trading him out. Maybe someone like Jimmy Maloney, even after Origin.
Not such a bad place to be in dire straits, Cowboy. You get your money for nothing and your chicks for free. Uh-huh. Look at that. That ain't working. You know that song?
Yes,
that's
Jock.
Dire straits. Yes, banging on the bungles,
Jock,
like a chimpanzee.
Jock,
I loved it.
The older listeners will be attuned to your reference there.
Oh,
a very
everyone
old
knows
1980s track. Over to the hookers, Jock. A run home hooker tactic.
You don't get hookers for free. You know,
Jock, move on, please.
Yeah, I'm talking about the prostitutes.
Oh, welcome.
Can we have a chat about Jaden Nicomira? 24% of coaches got him. Gentlemen, looking at him, you pretty much have to keep him for your run home as a nafty, don't you? Still only 120 grand. I mean, what are you going to achieve from offloading Nicomira?
Good call, Jock. I can't see a great to be gained from the trade out.
Nicomira, Rima.
Nicarima, Jock.
Sorry, boys.
Cameron Smith, easily the highest owned hooker at 30%. Those that don't own Smith will surely be looking at him closely after Origin. Hodgson,
I'm surprised 14%. By that ownership. Cameron Smith at only 30% bloody surprises me, gentlemen.
He played bloody Origin.
Yeah, but still, 30%. I would have thought at least 55% at this stage of the season, even given his Origin duties.
This bullshit.
Well, Cowboy, you have to have Cameron Smith coming home, don't you, mate?
Yeah, 100%. He's the only must-have hooker in my books, actually. With Nicarima, if you still own him, then you're going to be looking at Cameron Smith and Nicarima for the run home. Like just that gun hooker and a nuffy is a good run home option.
Okay, bloody, you say me Isaac Luke. Mm. Isaac Luke, he can bloody play this man. He have big, strong trouser.
Yeah.
He like rough in ball.
Well, Isaac Luke, and we talk about, you know, Joshy Hodgson and Jakey Friend. The one thing bloody Camo, the Cam man, he's got over these blokes is the consistency. If you haven't got consistency in your team coming home, you are stuffed. In the back arse end of the season. And that's why, yeah, we can talk about Hodzo, we can talk about Frendo, we can talk about the eyes, Isaac Luke, till we're blue in the bloody face. But they're going to stain the underpant one week, and they're going to come out and be all right the following week, whereas with the Cam man, you're fine the whole way home. Cam Smith all bloody way for me, boys.
Jock, before moving over to the forwards, important we reveal some Coach King's news.
Yes.
Venue finals are looming.
Absolutely.
It is still not too late to qualify, obviously. Just one win in venue will qualify you for the venue final. You can get 5 entries and make your way to the Coach King's Cup.
I'm still getting some questions out there, Peter, on the internets about the point of winning a contest. And there still are some people out there with the, you know, the long form paradigm. That word paradigm, okay, in mind. It's not long form, it's short form. So we're talking one game of footy. So you go down and watch the bloody Eels and the Broncos, you win that game, you're into the venue final. We're not talking a whole weekend's worth. You don't have to bring the bloody kids, your grandmother, your relatives in and just to compete. One game of footy, have a beer, win the thing, get in your venue final, path to bloody glory, mate.
You get piss when watch
game? If you want to, you can.
Ah, this good.
Absolutely you can, mate.
Okay, you say me man or maho son. He lay 30-point turd against Shark.
What do we think about that?
Dropping value. Oh, maybe.
Dropped about 25 grand.
He not bloody keeper, but yeah. Interesting, Mr. Jock. He played both by round. You say me this.
All right, Cowboy, I'd like your thoughts on it, mate. What do you think? Do you look at that 30-point game and really crap your dacks?
I wouldn't crap your dacks like too quickly. I mean, it's hard to get him out when he's playing 18 or 19, isn't it? So
yeah.
Look, just bite the bullet, hold on to him until after around 19 and get him out of your team.
Yes, Ma'u to Bromwich will be a popular trade come round 19-20, Jock.
What about bloody Ethan? Ethan bloody low pointer.
What's funny? Why you laugh?
Well,
Ethan.
Sometimes we have to laugh, you know.
Sometimes
the bloody chips are down, we have to laugh. We have to howl at the bloody moon like goannas, or what howls at the moon? A wolf. Okay, when things aren't going well. What is it? What's he come out with? 29 points, 34 points in the last 2 rounds. He's going to drop down below 300 grand. We're talking about a prick who averaged 75 points per game after the last, you know, the first five rounds.
Why you call him prick?
Oh, it's just a bloke. Cratching one. He's just a bloke. You're a prick. Here you go, you're a prick. I'm a prick.
My country.
Cowboy's a prick.
My country, you call me prick.
I'm a big prick.
It's a term of endearos, endearments.
I fly kick your ass in my country, you call me prick.
Oh, sit down, clown. Just calm your chops.
Oh, you're very strange people, these Australian men.
Come on, mate. Thoughts on Ethan Lowe there, Cowboy?
Yeah, he's living up to his name. He's scoring. His base stats are so low, it's just ridiculous. Like 300K.
This funny.
Just hold him this week for around 18 and then give him the boot. He's not there for you to run home, so just keep him in your team until after he plays the bye this week.
Quite a stunning humour there. Ethan Lowe is scoring low. I quite find that amusing, Jock.
What do you mean?
Low scores from low.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you see what I did there? Yeah.
Yes. Very crisp.
I was trying to draw the parallels. I was thinking Ethan, you know, Ethan shit or something, but yeah, low.
Quite stunning that there was no reference to genitalia.
Yes.
Well done. Across to the halves, gentlemen. Cartwright, it seems to be a very good run home option in the halves.
Can he bring you home with his cart, right? Hey, full of bloody scores. Will his cart be full of scores, gentlemen? Did you get that one? That's his name.
Yes, Jock, not quite as crisp as the last. Gentlemen, back to task, please.
I'll get stuffed. That was all right.
Consistency, big scoring, owned by 36.8%. Thoughts, Cowboy, on Bryce Cartwright?
Definitely have him for your run home. I've actually moved Cartwright into the halves for a bit of consistency. The other halves are a bit up and down. I'll get you some monsters one week and then get you some duds the other week. So, yeah, Cartwright, it's pretty much a must-have for the run home. Yeah, he's been scoring really, really well. And, yeah, you can have him in your halves too if you want consistency or just throw him into your forwards.
Pretty bloody expensive, eh? How many of us are going to be able to afford to pick the boy up? Is his price going to drop it all over the coming weeks?
Nah, most probably not. He's scoring some monsters. He scored over 100 last week. Yeah. He's been scoring really well. So, yeah, you won't see any price drops in the coming weeks. So you'll probably have to fork out a bit of a fortune for him. But some of us are expecting him to play Origin 3, and he wasn't named. He's still in the development. Well, one of the development players. So, yeah, just... it looks like you're going to have to bite the bullet and fork out for Cartwright.
What about Jimmy Maloney, talking about people influenced by Origin 3? If you don't have James Maloney in your team, will you be lonely coming home, Peter?
Owned by just 6.3%, Jock.
You didn't even bloody hear that, did you?
It was not worth listening to.
Sorry, mate, keep going.
Not your best work. 310k option. He hasn't been too impressive over the season with his 54 point per game average, although the Sharks do have run home.
He's got that DPP as well, Peter, and Cowboy. I mean, yeah, you're crouching? Sorry, mate, don't look at me like that.
What, Cobb?
Sometimes I forget you're sitting over there in the corner with a few bloody candles and incenses and whatever the hell you got there.
Can of rum.
That DPP status is going to be very handy in the run home with Maloney boys.
Maloney's a really weird one, though.
Yeah.
Every year, he has a slow start, and he comes home really, really strong. So with that and the Sharks' favourable run home, I think Maloney will be a good option for round 19. Mm. And it's cheap, so, give him a run. He'll be a good pod.
He's a weird man as well. Just to speak to him, I speak to him every other week. He just wants to talk about space and aliens. He's got some strange output, and he's a bloody weird man as well. As we move into the centres and the wings,
I think you're a weird man, Mr. Jock.
You're not. I'm not the one sitting there with me top off, with oil all over me body, a couple of candles and incense, drinking a can of rum, crouching one.
Okay, you say me vinovalo, son, siloasi vinovalo. I think that's how say. I be drunk. I think that's something same like his name. He Wacom.
He did pretty well, your mate.
Owned by 21.3%, man. You'll say me this.
Well, I suppose a Storm are on their second bye this weekend, Crouch, and a lot of us will be tempted to cash in on him after his 70-point game vs the Broncos. He's made about 200 grand since round 8, gentlemen. I mean, we're not talking about a tin arse here. It's making him one of the best cash cows this season, Cowboy.
Yeah, he's one of the better ones. I traded him out way too early. With Vinovalu, I'd hold him to at least round 20. They're playing the two worst defensive sides in the comp, the Roosters and the Knights, in round 19 and 20. You've also got the option too, if you want to hold him for the run home, which is very debatable, but you could always just field him between rounds 22 and 24 when the Storm are up against defensively weak opponents, and then just chuck him as a NPR for the other rounds.
That's interesting.
Indeed it is, and I must make comment on the interesting progression with Semi Redrad Rajok.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry or what with this.
It was fascinating to watch coaches jump ship. 3.3% of coaches traded Radradra last week, given the controversial news, and he scored just a 22 against the Sharks.
He's still available round 18 and 19.
I'd suggest
if you've got him, you bloody hold him, Peter.
Fascinating scenario with Radradra, Jock, and all the best to the Radradra family. I know they listen.
Yeah, I know. And it's about the kids as much as anything, isn't it, Peter? I mean, Sammy's a big boy, but it's about the kids, you know? You know, it's a difficult time. Remember the Eels as well. They're playing the Roosters this week, Peter. So I can't see any reason why you'd be offloading him this week.
I tend to agree, Jock. Thoughts re Joseph Leilua, owned by 16.3%, third highest average centre winger in the competition presently. Great run home prospect, Jock.
Well, we thought that he'd come out and kick ass via the Knights over the weekend, but he only busted out the 40 points. I mean, that's going to see that price drop about the 50 grand. 4.6% of pricks, crouching one, traded in Leilua before the Newcastle game, despite a break-even of 131. So I suppose coaches that didn't bring him in then will be happy that you can get him for that 50 grand cheaper.
Yeah, Leilua's a frustrating one at the moment, although like his poor scores are around 40 and 50, whereas you know, other centre wings' poor scores are around 20 and 30, so it's not too bad. I simply just couldn't get him in last week because anyone that I wanted to trade out had good buy coverage for 18 and 19. But yeah, look, he's going to be under 400k, so grab him and he'll be a really solid addition to your run home team.
Oh, I say your funny story, bloody Jared Crocker son. Crouching one thinking I piss him off. He come my gym, we wrestle, we fight. He get good kick in ball. And I think, oh, maybe I hold this son. Last 2 bloody week, Crocker son. Bang, bang. Oh, he bloody kicked
ass.
You
got him up over the line, mate.
Welcome.
He hasn't been too bad at all, mate.
I'm glad I hold him.
Yes.
But funny, man, I want talk.
Yeah.
Cameron bloody Munster. Yeah. What the bloody, I trade him in. Yeah. He do nothing. You say me this, cowboy.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. I traded him in and got no points out of him. It's really, really annoying. Those of us who own him, which is, what, just over 30% of us, the Storm have the bye week this week, so, you know, it gives them another week to rest. And and then the Storm are playing the 2 weakest defensive side in the comp after that. So
is he going to play?
Trade Munster out.
Are we confident that he is going to play around 19? I mean, the last thing we want is for this thing to roll on like an unwanted dog for a couple of months.
Yeah, he's expected to play around 19, although, I mean, can you really trade him out of your side?
Nah.
So crucial for your run home team. So, just hold on to him and see how it goes.
Well, they'll have the Knights round 19, Roosters round 20, so that's a pretty reasonable run as well, isn't it, boys?
It is, Jock, and wonderful to be here promoting both the glory of the long-form Supercoach and the short-form Coach Kings. We have been fielding questions, can encourage people to continue to try and get their 5 qualifications at their local venue. Interesting.
Do you just unpack that, Peter? What's 5 qualifications mean?
5 game wins, 1 game win will qualify you. Had an interesting question from Paul Sanders during the week.
G'day, Shando. How are you, Shando?
He has played across 3 venues. You cannot,
journeyman.
Yes, you cannot pull your victories. At each venue, qualifications are distinctly for that venue final.
You can't play in multiple different venue finals, can you, mate? They'll all be running at the same time, so you have to pick your venue.
Exactly, Jock.
Yes, absolutely. Wonderful to chat with you, gentlemen, as always. Wonderful to see this NRL Jock Reynolds community building and bubbling nicely as well. Comments on the notes of the podcast, comments on the Cowboys buy, hold and sell article going along wonderfully well. That's what we're here for, aren't we? We're here for community, we're here for each other, we're here to have a bloody laugh, we're here to have a good time, and we're here to get bloody better at fantasy footy, boys.
And you remember, if someone call you a prick,
yes,
that mean they love you.
That's right. I love you, crouching, you prick.
Welcome.
G'day, cowboy, you wonderful prick. You've been majestic, son.
Cheers, mate. Pleasure as always.
Peter, I love you, son.
The feeling is reciprocated.
Good.
Thank
you
to our sponsors at Carlton Draft.
Absolutely.
This is a wonderful community.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful round 18 community. I'm Jock Reynolds.